It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Detroit's emergency manager, Kevin Orr, has laid out his plan to restructure Detroit's finances, and he has spread the pain around. He ended payment on unsecured debt. He is negotiating with creditors to take significantly less than the money they're owed, and he's looking to city employees and retirees to sacrifice financially as well. While the path to financial solvency Orr has laid out is a painful one, Stephen Henderson, a longtime Detroiter and editorial page editor with the Detroit Free Press, says it's a road that leads to a better future for Detroiters. Stephen joins us now. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. You know, we've been checking in about how Detroit is faring over the past months. Why do you see a better future for Detroit in the path Kevin Orr has laid out?
Well, I think the upside of the plan that Kevin laid out on Friday really is a fundamental shift in the way we think of government in the city. For the past 30 or 40 years, the priorities for city government in Detroit have been paying off debt or accruing debt and trying to get it paid off, and employees, taking care of employees, giving them pretty generous work rules and terms, and trying to pay for their retirements. City services, which is what, you know, those of us who live here pay taxes to get, have always been sort of a third priority, or maybe not a priority at all. What Orr's plan does is sort of turns that on its head. It says, we're going to put city services first, and we're going to start paying for those before we pay for anything else. And then what's left over is what we're going to leave for those other two things, which really establishes a new paradigm in the city in terms of the way that we approach city government. He can do that because he's an emergency manager, and what we'll have to do is figure out how to make that a sustainable model going forward.
You know, like I said, you live in Detroit, and I'm curious about what you're hearing from Detroiters about the plan. I remember when we spoke some time ago, you said Detroiters just want an answer. They just want a fix. They don't care who it's coming from.
Sure.
Just fix it. Is that still the sense, especially when you have things like the DIA's artwork being on the table as a possible asset that could be lost?
Well, I mean, I think what I'm hearing from people is sort of very cautious optimists, and they like what they're seeing. But I think, you know, as Detroiters, I have a good friend who's like me, was born here. We always say we're raised to endure and not to hope. I mean, we sort of know that things don't always get better when people promise that they will. And so I think a lot of that skepticism come from Detroiters, especially those who've been here a long time, saying this looks good, this looks like something that'll help us out, but I don't know that it'll work. I don't know that the streetlights are going to come back on in any reasonable time frame. I don't know that police response time will drop from, I think we're at like 40 minutes now. It's going to take some of those initial actual changes to take place for people to start to believe.
You know, Detroit is in the middle of some major shifts. Of course, there's this financial restructuring. There's also a pending mayoral election, and the next city council will be elected by district. When the dust settles, how different do you think Detroit will be?
Well, it'll look very different than it does now, and in terms of the structure of government, it'll look different than it has for the last century. The last time we had districts in Detroit was in the teens, the 1919s. That's a big change. I think people are also hopeful that we started 4 years ago in the 2009 elections, I think, with a sort of reform of government and put a lot of people out of office for the first time in 30 years and elected a sort of new class of public servant who were much more, I think, concerned with city services and people's lives here. I think there's a real hope that we can continue that momentum this election so that we can build on whatever Kevin Orr leaves us when he leaves next year. And that's really key. I mean, he can do whatever he wants for the time that he's here, but if somebody comes behind him and undoes it, that would really set us back. I think most Detroiters are of the mind of trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
So there is some hope, not just endurance?
I don't know if I would say there's hope, because I think you look at the field of candidates, it's going to be a real challenge to get to where we want to get. But I mean, I think rather than hope, I would say maybe resilience, which is a word that Kevin Orr has actually used to describe Detroiters to me, that, you know, we always get up every day and go back at it, trying to make the place better, even though the results don't always pan out for us. So I think we are trying to be resilient at the ballot box this fall.
Stephen Henderson is editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press. Stephen, thanks for talking to us.
Absolutely.